Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listen.
Yeah.
You just had a crush. It's okay to have a crush sometimes.
You'll get over the crush.
And you'll always think, what could have been. But take this. This is what I would say to anybody who has had a crush and feels like they've missed their opportunity. The next time you have a crush, because you will have another one, just do what you wish you would have done this time.
I know it hurts.
I'm sorry.
All right, you came to the right place, you ding-dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only podcast that you can find at the club. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick, and I don't like the context of that joke. Welcome to Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner, a special edition of The Crunch Catholic Podcast, where we answer your questions because you're down bad. If you have a dating question that you would like to submit to us, please go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord and put it in the Dating Corner channel, and we'll answer it likely on next week's episode. You also will probably get answered immediately. Ethan was talking about how on the Catholicism subreddit, someone posted
about how
they...
Tell me you wouldn't go to the club with me.
To a club with you. I've been to a club with you. Not one of these clubs.
Which club did we go to together? Which club?
Did you go clubbing with us in Indianapolis?
No, I don't think I did.
You didn't? Oh, no. Never mind. Yeah. I didn't go clubbing with you.
Dude,
then.
I missed out on the TikTok Riz Party of Seek 2017.
It was a musically dance party back then, but yeah.
Oh, dude.
No, we went to this club called The Patron Saint. I told you about this.
I don't remember.
And we left because it was like it was very sacrilegious. We went in and the vibe was kind of off. Like They had statues of saints behind the bar, and we're like, all right, whatever, that's fine. It's like that's not inherently bad. Sure. When we walked into like the side lounge and we looked up and there was a Ouija board on the ceiling, we were like,
"Let's
time to go home.
Get out of here.
Time to go home." But yeah. I got to talk about St. Therese of Lisieux with someone at the Patron Bar. So, It was the patron
the patron,
saint, but it was like
the patron saint.
They were kind of like, yeah.
That's clever. And the Ouija board
was
kind of like
clever
a Ouija
because
board.
That word just... That's just what the word means. Like
took the word patron and you put it in Spanish.
Like you just took the word patron and like that's what the alcohol is named after. So
yes,
you know, it'd be
this
is the Bullet Bourbon bar.
We're not a taco bar. We're a taco bar.
So this guy found himself at a strip club, different kind of club, and he's... Over the weekend, we found this on Catholicism subreddit, a wealth of content.
Mm.
And he goes, I found myself at a strip club. I had some drinks. I don't know what sins I committed. I'm curious as to what sins I committed. For some reason, I can't pinpoint any. I'm going to confess I went to an adult club and got a... Hey, no, call it what it is, coward.
An adult
confess
club.
Confess your sins. Yeah. Adult club. And anyway.
I hope it wasn't a child strip club.
I know, right?
That would be bad.
If that's even the right way to put it, I'd imagine this is at least, if not equivalent, to watching porn. Yeah, that's the weird thing about...
You took porn outside, bro.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's like, let's not try to weigh the relative merits of strip club versus pornography.
Porn. Yeah. It's funny. Are we in such a state as a church where we have to outsource our examination of conscience?
This guy is just so sad.
Here's my situation. Tell me the sins that I committed so that I don't have to think about it. This guy's probably struggling in a lot of different ways and needs some prayers. But
he succumbed to temptations.
Yes.
He wanted to be on the in crowd.
Yeah. That's okay. How about a question from one of our listeners that surely is not as salacious?
Help. I don't know. The one last week is pretty crazy. Hey. Help. I've decided to break up with my girlfriend. The problem is we are going to a mutual friend's wedding this weekend. We're both assisting in the wedding mass, so we'll probably both be there. However, I feel like doing it after the wedding is waiting too long. Now that I've made up my mind, I don't want to chicken out of it. What do I do? You got to break up before the wedding.
Oh, I disagree. I think you should just
You can't go to a wedding with a girl and then break up with her afterwards.
It depends on what the jobs are, right? So if you're an usher, you can take her to her seat and then break up with her as she sits down.
Bro.
And then you're done. You're home free. You can just focus on the most important thing, which is ushering at this wedding. And you can take all of the thoughts out of your mind. Or maybe you like bring the gifts up together, right? As soon as you like bow and you turn back around, it's like, I'm breaking up with you.
I think it's over. I thought you were going to go break up with her after the wedding, but you want to break up with her during the wedding.
Or if you're like a lector, right? And like you walk and she's the one that's right after you. It's like she's the cantor. So you walk up and you like bow at the same time because you're leaving and she's coming up onto the altar. You say, I'm breaking up with you. And then she has to sing a psalm. Knowing that you've just broken up with her and you get to go sit down.
She just switches to Psalm 88.
Yeah, no matter what. If you can find out a way to do it during the Mass, that would be the best. Because there's so much going on. You know, she'll stop thinking about it.
Reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. But I'm not. We're through. Just from the ambo. Just give it to her.
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Becky, I'm done with you.
I'm done. It's over.
I'm
not even cleverly working it in.
No, just no, like, just like husbands love your wives. Christ loves the church. I'm breaking up with my girlfriend. I am breaking up with my girlfriend.
bro, that's don't, hard. Yeah, no, you gotta. I would break wait up till this girl before.
I would wait till after, personally.
No, dude, I'm so serious. You can't. She's gonna be going to the wedding. You have to dance with her.
Yeah, that's true.
You're dancing at a wedding.
You miss out on the opportunity to meet a bunch of other young, fit birds if you don't break up with her before the wedding.
You should probably break up with her before the wedding.
As long as you don't have any qualms about dancing with other women while your ex-girlfriend is within earshot.
Like right there, yeah.
I think just break up with her. And then maybe there's another bridesmaid, you know? Maybe you can orchestrate something. Maybe you can go to the groom and be like, listen, I had to end it with Bex. But what if I walked down the aisle with this girl instead? What if we switched? And then you strike up a relationship with her. And then Becky's behind you and she's daggers in the back of your head. But you're daggers. So free. You are so free. Imagine that. Yeah, it's huge. I agree with you. I was going to say delay for the sake of the social event. But I think it's better to...
The social event is important. And every woman ever with their significant other at a wedding is thinking about marrying.
Oh, that's so true.
Every single one.
Oh my gosh. Because you have to sit next to her and then they do the vows. Oh, and then she's going to look over. She's going to grab your hand and she's going to look over at you. You can't. I take it all back. Everything that I said before, delete. I was not thinking this through. I was thinking about this purely from like a practical standpoint. There's so much more going on here.
You were thinking of it like a man, not like a woman.
Yeah, and thank goodness that you're here because you do that for me. But you got to break up with her. You got to break up with her tonight. When you hear this, to break
you
up
gotta
with her.
You got to do it right
You
got to
do it. This is too high of a risk scenario that you get sucked back in. Mm. And you got to get out.
Because if you're like thinking about breaking up with her later and she's all like lovey-dovey, big gooey eyes at you and you're off, she's going to know.
She'll know, and that'll make it even worse for her.
It'll make it even worse. She'll be like, something's off. I'm worried he's going to break up with me. And then you do. And then she's like, I knew it.
Yes. Mm. And it's so fun to go to a wedding as a single guy because you can drink as much as you want. You can have the boys bring you home, right?
I am sad, the wedding that I'm going to this weekend, I am very sad they didn't allow kids at the wedding.
So why'd you go?
So, well, it's my cousin. And so it's like a very close family.
No.
And so I'm going. And that is the nice piece, is that I do get to drink as much as I want, which is nice.
That is, yeah. I have multiple weddings this summer, and I think hopefully for my brother's wedding, we're going to figure out a way to get Peter a babysitter so that we can just, because the reception's at a hotel. So if we can figure out a way to get Peter asleep in the hotel room and then a babysitter just to hang out up there with him, and then I can find my way to the fifth floor, regardless of how much I've had to drink. So I'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just a matter of, I think there's like a shuttle. So I have to make my way to the shuttle and then from the shuttle to the elevator, which I think I can do.
I think you got it.
No matter what.
I am very excited. My mom got us all, like, we're all traveling there together. And so she got us a big old van.
Oh.
And she was like, so it's going to be me and Nick in the van, dude. He brought his girlfriend, though. So
no.
I know.
Harsh the vibe, Nick.
I know. But so we're going to be in my mom was like, it's going to be in downtown Pittsburgh. I hope like there's going to be enough parking. I'm like, not my problem. I'm in the back of the van. I got sunglasses. I got the tie around my head. I'm wearing.
It's funny. I envision you in the back with like your Apple Vision Pro on, just like vibing in the back of the van. Not a care in the world. Watching a Kenny Chesney music video. Just chilling.
Dude, it would be so funny to show up to someone's wedding with a Vision Pro.
And you're there, you're like playing a game, you're just dodging, you're involuntary head reactions. You fall out of your seat.
I'm actually watching my own wedding video over your wedding.
That'd be so funny.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
From Grilled Cheeses. Y'all think I should start going to events at another Newman Center closer to me to meet new people? I don't go to this university, but it's 15 minutes away compared to the university I'm enrolled at, which is an hour away. I'm not in a rush to date, but where I go, options are limited, and I went on dates, so I can't say I didn't try. I talked about it with my friends and my sister, I talked about it with my friends and sister who go/went to this university, and it's basically Canes, slim pickings. I don't know what that means. Is that a Raising Canes reference?
I think so.
Okay. Pretty much all you can get is a Caniac combo. Thanks, y'all.
Nice. So is the Caniac combo at the new Newman Center or the old Newman Center?
I think the new Newman Center is the green grass on the other side that's closer. And his university is an hour away.
Yeah.
So he's commuting.
Why don't you just transfer to the school that's 15 minutes from you, first of all? Second of all, there's – as someone who worked at a Newman Center – it was never that weird when people from other schools came, as long as they just became like a regular part of the community. Like, it's weird when you come every once in a while and it's like, oh, he goes to Oral Roberts and he's here now. And this is the Tulsa Newman Center. But if you're like there all the time, it's like, oh yeah, he's an ORU student, but he's here all the time and he studies here and like he takes his classes here and he goes to all the things with us. Like, it's, you kind of have to commit if you're going to switch Newman Centers. You have to be a part of the community or else it will feel weird to you. So that would be my encouragement, is like, don't just go to a couple of events to feel it out. Like, go there to study, go there to hang out during the day when you don't have anything else to do. Cause that's when the other students are at the center. Like, they're there in between classes. They're there eating meals together. They're there for Bible study. So if you just go for the Tuesday night events once every couple of weeks, then you'll feel out of place still. And you'll be like, this isn't for me.
Yeah. It's kind of contrary, because going, you would feel like going for the events would be the key, but it's showing up and sitting down and doing, I've gone to Newman Centers before. And when there's no one, nothing's going on and people walk up to you, they're like, oh, hey, who are you? Like, welcome. And they're very welcoming and kind.
Right.
Whereas like at an event, it's very much like, okay, cool. There's a new person here. Awesome. What's up? I'm going to go hang out with my friends. You know?
Right. Because the event is like big and you're doing something and something's going on. So it's harder. It's actually harder to meet people than if you just showed up. It's like, oh, I'm studying computer science at State University. And I thought I would come here to City University. And, you know, sure. Oh, you're studying the same thing as me. No way. And then it just is like pretty Pretty simple.
You
want to
go get drinks later?
You want to go get drinks? Do you want to? Do you want to hit the pen with me in the parking lot? I said that in a work meeting today. We were we were talking about different things that we could use to attract like donors, different products. And they're like, we don't want to do like branded USBs or branded pens. I'm like, what if we combined them, sent out a vape? And everybody thought that was pretty funny. I kind of kill in my work meetings.
That's
I'm
really
not
good.
Lie. Yeah.
Dude, everybody anyway. Loves a good branded pen though. All right.
100%. That's your advice. Stick to it. You got this. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. Enjoy a good night's sleep for less with a new Serta mattress. Shop today and save big. The better the mattress, the better the savings. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Ethan, I'm upset with you.
What did I do?
You got a free book in the mail, and then you read me the back of it, and I wanted to read it, but I don't have it.
Oh, just another way that I'm smarter than you and have more books.
Thank you. We have a sponsor. An author sponsored our podcast. A friend of Ethan wrote a book.
His name is Alec Molly, and his book, Out of Suns, you can find it on Amazon.com. Look up Out of Suns by Alec Molly, and I did get it in the mail and you didn't, and I think that's just because intuitively people know that I read and you don't.
That is the reputation probably that I've developed for myself as someone who doesn't read. Ew, yucky.
Yeah, and you definitely don't read books about two brothers that are going across the country together and wrestling with their faith in God and growing in friendship all because of a woman. That's not the type of thing that you
read the back cover, and I am a sucker for these kinds of like journey to a destination and like a subversion of the expectation. Yeah, sort of. Yeah, like a big transformative experience. You read that to me and I was like, I love it. Also, I love stories about love, not working out. And guys, it's good.
This is a story written by a young man trying to deal with the modern world for young men. Like he's told me this is the book that he wished he would have had when he was in college, getting ready to marry his wife and all of these things going into grad school. So read Out of Suns. It's aimed at the boys, but I think the ladies could also benefit a lot from this book. If you got a boy in your life, go to Amazon.com, look up Out of Suns by Alec Molly, buy it. And, there's no way to tell him that we sent you, but I think he will know because there's tons of orders coming in because you're all going to buy it. Patrick.
He'll know in his heart.
Yes. And maybe one day you'll learn how to read.
Thanks, Alec Molly. That's M-A-L-L-Y.
M-A-L-Y.
M-A-L-Y.
A-L-E-C-M-A-L-Y.
Yes, look up Alec Molly on Amazon. Thank you, Alec, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
Back to the episode.
Anonymous, please. Yep. This is a past scenario for me, but I don't know if I did the best move, so the boys can weigh in.
Doesn't matter.
All right. I was asked by a gentleman. No, I want to judge her.
Okay.
I was asked by a gentleman if I wanted to get coffee. Now, one of the key rules that people repeat when it comes to dating is the guy should use the word date when asking, and he did not. And it seemed stupid to fully discount him because of that, so I said yes, and then I asked him about why he was asking me to avoid the dreaded both wallets out, wait, this is a date. And he said he wants to get to know me better. But my question is more to do with if I should have asked that or followed up or said anything else. I think it's worth pointing out that I asked after I already said yes, so it wasn't as if he had to like give the right answer for me to agree. That's not necessarily true. He could have... Never mind. I feel like it's said a lot that guys should be clear, but when they aren't, what do we do, etc. What do girls do when guys aren't?
You just have to demand clarity. You asked a question that still left it up to interpretation. If you wanted to know whether or not it was a date, then you say, is this a date?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's up to the guy to say it, right? Like, I would like to take you on a date with me now, please. But if he asks you out and you don't understand and he didn't say the magic word, it's not like that it's impossible now to figure that out. You know, like, you can just ask him, like, you just want to be friends, or are you asking me out on a date? And that's like a perfectly reasonable question.
Oh, yeah.
If he just wants to be friends, then he definitely doesn't want you to think that it's a date. And if he does want it to be a date, then he's glad that you're clarifying, because then you guys are both on the same terms. So
she is right, though, that bro is going to hedge, you know? Mm-hmm. You're going to ask that question and he's like not going to give you most guys will just not give you a straight answer. The guy that wouldn't have said it was a date to begin with, to be like, yeah, I was thinking we could just like get to know each other a little better, talk about each other's families, hold hands,
make out in the parking lot, hit the pen.
But you don't actually have feelings for me? What'd you say?
I said hit the pen.
Nice. No, yeah. This is like a classic, you know, it's too many words to answer the question.
Right.
I used to do this in my job. Is this an advertising meeting? Yes. Yeah. And then it's like much easier for the other person to say yes or no, and it's fine. You know, it's like, this is a sales call. Yeah, we're doing a sales
thing. I'm here
thing.
To sell you
I'm selling
something.
I'm selling a thing. Do you want that thing? We'll find out. Tomorrow. It's same thing with dating. It's like, I'm interested in you romantically. Cool. Oh, I'm not. Nah, man. Well,
when I see you walk by, my heart goes a flutter, and I would like to explore that further, please. Now, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just if a guy doesn't say it, it's not over, ladies. You can also ask, and it's not you're not failing your Christian duty as a woman to be receptive. Whoever started that freaking
you guys
is so
you gotta go on the video component, the visual component of this podcast, and look at the face he made when he said that. We're at minute marker like 17:30 a little bit.
Yeah.
Go find He was so you're totally right. I remember when I was talking about that when I was a freshman in college with someone who like studied John Paul II and like femininity and masculinity. And I was like, you know, because like masculinity is active and femininity is receptive. And she was like, that's not completely true. And I was like, really? And she explained it all. I was like, oh, huh. Yeah, I guess that is kind of overly simplistic. But those little overly simplistic things bake into our understanding. And then we kind of use the oversimplification to come up with other principles.
The problem is that the dating talks that you heard in high school and everything that you've learned is for the people who are at zero to get them to 75, right? And the problem is that the guys who are asking you out are at 80 and you are applying advice that is not for them. Like, these are guys who go to church, who are not sleeping around, who aren't partying and all these, like, trying to take advantage of women. They aren't incels. They're just guys. And like, you're trying to get them to be chivalrous when it's like, compared to the guys that are at zero, they are, you know?
Yes.
And so it's like, guys need to initiate. He is initiating to the best of his ability.
Mm-hmm.
So just because he didn't say the magic word doesn't mean that you should give up, you know, or call it off. And the same thing with women. It's like, there are women out there who are not receptive at all and who, for whatever reason, either a deficit or an excess. And so that's to get them up to 75. But you asking this question, you're probably at an 80, 85. So it's okay to be a little bit active. We're human beings. We are not like rules established by Sarah Swofford in 2014. We can be different.
Yes.
This is not a dig at Sarah Swofford. It's just,
no,
I've heard too much. So,
oh boy. Yeah. No, fair.
I don't have anything else to say.
No, that's good. I think I'm glad that we asked that answer that question, because I think it bears repeating. The rules are fake. After you learn the rules, you learn the rules, you know, you guys don't realize how low the bar is. Phoebe and I were talking about this today.
Yes, for everything.
My friend went to lunch with a bunch of folks business contacts, not his usual Catholic circle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, one of the guys was talking about like getting blackout drunk and driving home and going to a strip club. And he was like, this is just so far. I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this story. It's very anonymous. But the first thing that one of the guys said to him was, hey, can you like tune up my, you do electrical stuff. Can you tune up my doll? It took me a second to figure out what he was talking about, but I was like,
ew.
Huh? The first thing you say when you meet someone? That's crazy. Ew. And I was talking to Phoebe. She's like, the bar is on the floor. She was like, I'm so happy I have a husband that like respects me. And I'm like, don't even say that, because like that's just the bare minimum.
Just install something that shocks him when he uses it.
That's what he said. That's what he was like. The best thing I could put some wires in there, but I'm not gonna guarantee results.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get electrocuted.
Yeah. I'm gonna tune you up, bro. I'm gonna tune you up to Christ, brother.
So this is the bar. That like kids that we were those the Jason Everett and Sarah Swofford talks are being given to a room full of people that half of them are watching television shows and listening to music that glorifies those activities
during the talk.
During,
yeah, I'm not joking.
And so, you are applying that advice to yourself. You and the people you're talking to are far and away above that kind of advice. It's time to switch to some more mature advice from Dr. Ethan.
Ah.
All right. I've drawn that on long enough. Let's go to the last question.
Yes.
This one comes from someone who said, no need to say my name. And I'm glad I read that before I said the name.
No name.
I have a dating adjacent question.
Okay.
I think this is a thing in some chronically online spaces. But am I crazy for noticing an uptick in men calling women they want to date females? Heck, just the other day, I stumbled across the reviews for an app that shall not be named.
Uh-huh.
And there was a gal complaining about the lack of males on the app. I don't know if this is Reddit speak, breaking containment, or some kind of way to own the libs on gender things, or are kids these days just weird? Have you noticed this, people referring to people as females and males?
It's probably began in a right-wing coded thing, but I don't think it's like, I mean, it's act like, what's wrong with this? It's probably just millennials. Same people who call people humans are probably calling people males and females.
I think it's one of those things that has crossed boundaries, but my first interaction with it is much like most slang words. It's co-opted Ebonics.
Yeah.
The only time I ever heard a person refer to women as females was my friend from Steubenville, who would talk about these females.
Females.
She's a black woman, and so she would refer to them as these females. And so I've heard that before. But it does sound like you could use it in the cringy millennial way, like be a good human and pick up your trash. You know, like something like that. Like be a good female. I don't really know if I could hear. I don't think that sounds right. Be a good female. Pick up your trash.
I saw a tweet today that was like Ludwig was doing a speedrunning event, and all the speedrunners in his event were men. And someone quote tweeted him and it was like, why aren't there any females? And then someone responded to her and said, could you please use the term woman instead of female? And I'm like, I'm lost. So like, I don't know. So the liberal person responding to the liberal person had another liberal person responding to them, and they all had different thoughts on what to say and what to do. And I love it so much. I think you, question asker, you might be reading into it a little bit too much. I don't think because someone says female that they're automatically an incel or a Redditor. And I don't think that because someone says male, they're automatically anything. I think if someone calls someone a femoid or a foid, you might see this on Twitter. FOID, foid, is sort of a...
That's 4chan-y, yeah.
It's a bit more frog than the other things. So there's, it goes in that direction, but I think it's just another way to say women, men, ladies, fellas.
Yeah.
Like it's females, males. It doesn't feel that. It's a bit more clinical. It's like not what I would say. It's like, where are the males at? Ugh. I think it's funny to say when you're, it's funny to say where the females at. That's just like a funny phrase.
That's a funny thing to say.
It's just a funny thing to say.
Oh, what's up? What's up, my mammals? That's funny. I saw that.
So no, I wouldn't be too concerned. I wouldn't say that anyone is, in bad taste using those types of things.
I think we're fine here.
Let's come up with some other words that we can use to describe women that are unsavory.
No,
I like it when I can make Patrick laugh in his little staccato laugh.
That's funny.
I know. I like it. I don't have much else to say. Are we out of questions? Is that the whole thing?
Oh yeah, that's it. We're done.
That's the whole thing for the week. We're at about time.
Yeah, we can do a Reddit one if you want.
Do you have one pulled up?
I saw quite a few the other day.
Yeah.
The street team.
The street team, dude.
I forgot to bring it up on the main show.
Did you like it when the street team got deployed this week?
The street team got deployed today.
Tell them about the street team.
The street team is whenever someone mentions Catholic podcasts on Twitter or Discord or Reddit, the Crunch street team activates and mentions the Crunch. And someone did it today, and a bunch of crunchers went in, and it was amazing, and I loved it.
Yes.
And I want everyone to join the Crunch Street Team.
Well, the way that you can get notified about how to be deployed on the Crunch Street Team is by going to patreon.com/thecrunch. We're currently on our road to 200 patrons. We have 120 patrons, 116 patrons as of this recording. We're trying to get to 120. I'd love to blow by it. So if you think my advice is good and you think Patrick does a good job at reading the questions to me, go to patreon.com/thecrunch, join at $10 a month, and you'll get a bonus episode every week. Did you find a Reddit question?
I need help moving on. I worked at a Catholic summer camp for a week and a half. A few days ago, I came home to be with my family because my mental health was struggling. When I worked there, I met a girl who is the most attractive person I've ever seen.
Dude, to my taste, average guy experience.
Average guy at camp. I know love isn't all about physical appearances, but she made my heart melt. If I had some sort of human designer to make the most attractive girl I could, it would look exactly like her. I had gotten to know her a little bit, but not very much. Now I'm gone and I'll never see her again. I'm wondering how I can move on and comfortably meet new people. I don't want to compare every girl to her in my mind. I want to stop grieving over losing the opportunity. Dude, it was a week and a half.
Oh, if I had access to God's version of Microsoft Paint, I would just make this girl. I would put all of her shapes right in front of me.
She lives far away. We never exchanged information. I did not ask her out. Oh, man.
Dude. No. I feel bad laughing at this guy, but come on, man. Come on. Is there more?
No, he posted the same thing in dating advice and...
Listen.
Yeah.
You just had a crush. It's okay to have a crush sometimes.
You'll get over the crush.
And you'll always think what could have been, but take this. This is what I would say to anybody who has had a crush and feels like they've missed their opportunity. The next time you have a crush, because you will have another one, just do what you wish you would have done this time. Right? So this time, I wish I would have exchanged information with her. I wish I would have talked to her. I wish I would have asked her out. But now she's gone. I'm never going to see her again. Okay. Fine. You know, there are lots of women. I've had crushes on lots of girls in my life. I married one of them. Like, there's lots of people out there, whether you're a guy or a gal, that will make your heart melt, that will make you feel these things, that will get you obsessively looking at their Facebook to try and figure out which photos they have public so you can find the most attractive one to show to your friends. You're gonna have this until you get married. And when you find the next one, just act differently. right? Like if you, this is the you've learned something, you've learned what not to do. So the next time you have a crush, presumably when you go to college, because this is probably a high schooler, when you go to college and you meet and you have a crush.
He worked at the summer
camp. Oh, he worked at the summer camp. Okay.
Do high schoolers work at summer camp? Sometimes they do.
For the little kids.
Yeah.
But when you go to college or whatever and you have a crush, just ask her out. That the feeling of getting rejected from asking out your crush will feel better than the feeling of your crush leaving and you never being able to talk to her ever again because you were too scared to exchange information.
He's very into Pikmin.
Stop playing Pikmin.
I went on his posts and he's very into Pikmin and Monsters University, it appears.
Okay. Some other advice maybe would be to get different hobbies?
Perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many other Pixar movies that you can get into.
Yeah, Monsters University?
Did you know that Kevin Spacey was the voice of Hopper in A Bug's Life?
Bro.
I did not know that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it for us. Patreon.com/TheCrunch. The road to 200 patrons by the end of 2024. You can join us. $10 a month and up. You get a bonus podcast. We've had a few people join. They're active in the Discord. It's kind of been crazy, the number of people that have joined Patreon that have then jumped in, and they've started to become just fully integrated into the Patreon community, which has been really, really cool to see.
Huge. It's huge.
Because we've got a vibrant, and there are some inside jokes and references and a culture that's kind of its own on the Patreon side of the Discord, which is really, really neat to see. So if you want to be a part of that, if you want to get a bonus episode every week, and access to all of our other 75 bonus episodes, go to patreon.com/thecrunch. Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
I take it back. Don't give up Pikmin. You should make it a thing. Figure out how to work it in as an inside joke, and then Pikmin become your thing together. And then you send each other little Pikmin. And then she's not weirded out by the little Pikmin shrine that I saw. He had a Pikmin shrine.
Oh.
He was calling it a shrine.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. Oh, wow, I got that good. We'll be praying for you, and we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.